Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football players. Get the inside info to win your league this week right now. Our expert, Paul Charchian, is here to take your calls right now at 855-830-8648. Now, from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, and Fanball.com, here's Paul.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Hopefully you're having a good day today. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. I'm Bill Michaels. Radio Joe's in Zola across from me. This portion of the program brought to you by Quick Trip. Top-tier alternative fuels, no-fee ATMs, both in Wisconsin and in Minnesota, which is where Paul Charchian is based out of. So whenever you're heading over to visit Paul or chat with him, you can always stop at a Quick Trip as well. Top-tier alternative fuels, no-fee ATMs, which I love. And they continue to expand. Their employees continue to buy in. It's fantastic. Great company. Great company. So support your local Quick Trip. Stop in. You can pick up those Packers tumblers or the Vikings tumblers if you're in that area. I guess if you're a Vikings fan, you can go in that direction. But stop and pick those up. Makes a great holiday gift as well. Not to mention it keeps your coffee or your hot chocolate or your cold beverage hot or cold for a long period of time. They're fantastic. Stop in a local Quick Trip. Paul Charchian from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, Fanball.com, Mr.com. Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you been, buddy?
I've been good. Talk to me a little bit about your cornerback situation. Kevin King just went on IR.
What cornerback situation? We don't have any.
No, well, there's that. I honestly don't know who your starters are outside of Randall for this game. If House doesn't go, I can't name a guy. Who are you going with?
We're at DEFCON. What is it? DEFCON 5 is your... One is the highest, or DEFCON 1 is the highest?
I think one is the worst, I think.
Okay, then we're at DEFCON 1 at this point. Yeah, it's bad. Devon House is injured. Demaryius Randall is the best you have, and he's been playing better, but a little bit here and there, I guess, is the best way to put it, because he was a head case earlier on this season.
Right.
So that's not anything to really overwhelmingly rely on. You got Demetri Goodson coming back, who has certainly earned a spot on the team, but he's coming back off of IR. Donatello Brown, a walk-on. You've got Lenzie Pipkins. He's the guy they kept when they let go of Taysom Hill, and he ended up on the practice squad, or now as a backup down there to Drew Brees. And then you have Josh Hawkins. So throw a coin out there and pick a guy.
Good Lord.
And, you know, not good.
So what you saw what Josh Gordon did last week and how they used him, 11 targets. DeShone Kizer, you know, better or worse, he just spraying the ball around the field, missing him constantly, right? He could have, if just competent quarterbacking, a Brett Hundley level of quarterbacking probably would have unlocked 150 yards and two touchdowns for Josh Gordon. It'll be interesting to see what he does, you know, and then even if you roll a bunch of extra coverage to Josh Gordon, then Corey Coleman's really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a former first rounder, and he could be, you know, he can end up having a big game too.
Yep.
Oof. Hands full on this one. I made this statement yesterday or Tuesday on Twin Cities Radio. This game against the winless Browns would concern me as much as a Packer fan as much as any of the Aaron Rodgers games. That this is a really, really tricky matchup.
It is a matchup in which the Packers cannot take lightly, because if they do, they'll end up getting beat. Now, don't get me wrong. They don't have this stellar offense by the Cleveland Browns, but they got a pretty decent defense that can slow them down.
They
and do. All of a sudden, you can. And Cleveland, if you look at their numbers, wins and losses, they've lost a lot of games by a field goal.
Right.
So they're not a pushover. They're just a team that hasn't gotten a win. And now, on top of it, you throw in this whole parade, this perfect season 2.0. I don't know if you read about that. Where
no.
Excedrin has come on as a sponsor. If they go without a win, they're going to give a parade to the team for having a perfect season. So now guys are pissed off, and they're saying, well, wait a minute, we're not going to even go in that direction, so we want to win desperately now. So now it's even more reason to try to get a win. I feel good that the Packers are going to win, but look, people are picking it to be a blowout, and I'm like, what planet are you on?
I don't think so. I really don't. I don't. I'd be very nervous if I were Packer fans right now. And that I'm not, you know, that's not the Viking fan in me talking. That's just the realist who's seen a good, in fact, their run defense is number one in yards per carry allowed at 3.2. As an example, they were the last team to allow a 300-yard passer this year. So, you know, it's, you know, there's a lot to like about the Browns defense. It's the offense that's lacking. And if there's a path to victory here, it might be a low scoring game. And you end up beating them that way. But we'll see. Josh Gordon, that might be the big difference.
There you go. We are looking for 1 out of 2 or 3 or 2 out of 2 or 3, but don't give us like 3 out of 5 or you're going to get hung up on. Those are the rules as always. This one is from, let's see here. That's too many. This is from Craig, who says, flex PPR, Jordan Howard, Sterling Shepard, or Alex Collins?
Jordan Howard, Alex Collins, and give me the middle guy again.
Sterling Shepard.
Sterling Shepard. We'll take Jordan Howard as the workhorse back for the Browns, or for the Bears. You know, the problem is, you get a game like last week, just a dud against the 49ers when he should have been great. But part of the problem is that Jordan Howard gets no help from his passing offense, led by, and this is my new official nickname, Sad Trombonski. And if that's going to be a continuing problem, and it really is, then Jordan Howard is always going to be kind of a sketchy play. He's my number 16 back this week. But out of those options, he's my number one back. Alex Collins has a tough matchup against Pittsburgh, but is scoring touchdowns. You could go with him as well. But if it's two out of three, then I'm taking Howard and Shepard. If it's just one, then we're taking Howard.
Let's go to the phone calls. They're lit up. Let's go right away to PJ, listening to us in Franklin, Wisconsin. PJ, how you doing, man?
Not bad. Standard league. I need 2 out of 3. Jarvis Landry, Dez Bryant, or Michael Crabtree. Packers lose 17-10.
Michael Crabtree is such a good start, Bill. So you're Andy Reid. Your secondary is so bad. You sign Darrell Revis off the couch.
Mm-hmm.
You start him, and then it's such a horrific mistake. You bench Darrell Revis at halftime.
Yep.
Then that's last week. Then this week comes, and he's got to do something with Marcus Peters, right? He's a loose cannon. He's throwing flags into the stands, whatever. He had the stones to suspend him, knowing he's got to go out there and start Steven Nelson, who he's benched for Darrell Revis, who he benched. And both of those guys are going to be on the field against the Raiders, a team that they had played earlier in the season, and allowed Derek Carr to roll up 417 yards and 3 touchdowns. And now he's going to go face him without Marcus Peters. It's an astoundingly positive matchup for Carr, for Crabtree. If Cooper goes, remember this was the Cooper blow-up game on national television on a Thursday night. If Cooper goes through his toe injury, he's a great start. If he doesn't go, start Cordarrelle Patterson. It's a terrific matchup for every part of the Raiders' passing offense.
Joe is listening to us in Bayview. Joe, welcome to the program and the Bill Michael Show. I got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, PPR league. I need Kenyon Drake or Kareem Hunt.
It's come to this for Kareem Hunt, who we thought was going to win Rookie of the Year at one point. And now, Kenyon Drake, a guy who nobody even drafted in fantasy leagues and wasn't even on rosters 6 weeks ago, is now ranked higher than him. Kenyon Drake's up at number 12. He was in for 80% of the Dolphins' plays last week because Damian Williams is out, and Damian Williams is going to miss this game as well. And as the team's new feature back, he's probably in for a good yardage game here against a bend-but-don't-break Patriots run defense that allows a league-worst 5 yards per carry.
Got another one here, and this is from Pat in Johnson Creek. Pat, welcome to the program. You got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, CPR league, I need 1 of 3. Jordan Howard, Lance Miller, or Kareem from Washington?
Lance Miller? Who is Lance Miller? Maybe I misheard him. You mean Lamar Miller? Talking about Lamar Miller for Houston?
Yes. Lamar, I was going to say, that was a head scratcher.
That's okay. I like Lamar Miller a lot this week. He's got no competition for carries, which is great. And that means getting 20 touches a week the past couple of weeks. And he goes up against the 49ers run defense that ranks bottom 5 in rushing yards and rushing receptions allowed to running back. So I like him. They talked about Jordan Howard as well, who I like at number I got Lamar Miller at number 8 at the running back position, Jordan Howard at number 6.
There you have it. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got more. Joel, Paul, Josh, and a cast of thousands all on hold. Stay tuned. Paul Charchian, he is giving you fantasy advice. I know we're getting into the postseason. Charch is from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, and Fanball.com. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. So glad you are here getting some fantasy advice. Paul Charchian from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, Fanball.com, here taking your questions. So give us a shout. Our friends at Cousin Subs bring you the program, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and one home game remaining. You can get registered to win 50-yard line seats sitting at Lambeau Field. All you have to do is go to Packers.com/best seats, Packers.com/best seats, and you can give us a shout. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Love to hear from you. And Paul Charchian, join us. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Josh in Greenfield. Josh, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for asking, Bill. I need one of these three in a PPR league. Josh Gordon, Dez Bryant, or Stephon Diggs?
Ooh. Wow. Well, you got my number 8 and number 10 wide receiver. I would take Josh Gordon for the reasons we were just talking about last segment, Bill.
Yep.
But Dez Bryant's got a nice matchup too, and if you don't have it in your heart to go to Josh Gordon, you can't handle the notion that he'll have a big game against your Packers. You don't have to go far down for Dez Bryant, and while he hasn't topped 100 yards all season, this is such a good matchup. It's a brutal Giants defense. They rank 27th against the pass. They've allowed 11 receiver touchdowns, and they just put Janoris Jenkins on IR. It's a great matchup for Dez Bryant. So, you know, I've got Gordon a couple spots higher, but wouldn't blame me if you decide to go with Dez.
Appreciate it. Thanks for giving us a buzz. Let's go back to it and talk to Joel in Waukesha. Joel, welcome to the program. What do you got?
Hey, fellas. You kind of stole my thunder a little bit there, but Dez Bryant and Marquise Goodwin, one of the other.
Yeah, and I love what Goodwin's done, and it's a great matchup against Houston, but he's not in the Dez Bryant category here. And so, yeah, we'll stick with Dez Bryant. Marquise Goodwin's a sneaky play, San Francisco going up against Houston, but he comes in at number 24. Hey, Bill, we should mention one of the toughest calls that fantasy owners have to make. Russell Wilson.
Right.
Traveling cross-country.
To Jacksonville.
Where he will face the number one defense in passing yards per game, the number one defense in passing touchdowns allowed, the number one defense in total yards allowed. And if you think Russell Wilson's going to run you to victory, get this. No quarterback has topped 38 rushing yards against Jacksonville in 2 years. They haven't given up a rushing touchdown in over one calendar year. And you got the massive mismatch across the offensive and defensive lines. The Jaguars lead the NFL in sacks by a mile. So it is a... and Russell's been great. I mean, borderline MVP. He's an MVP candidate, probably. But this is an extraordinarily tough matchup for him.
Which I completely agree. I wouldn't trust it at this point. Put it that way.
No.
I wouldn't trust it at all. I know I was listening to a couple of people this morning talk about Russell Wilson and going against that defense. Going West Coast to East Coast and going up against the number one defense, two things that automatically go against you historically, I would not be in favor of Russell Wilson in this weekend. Let's go to Paul listening to us in Brookfield. Paul, how you doing?
Good afternoon. I need two of these three. I need Davante Adams, Kareem Hunt, or Isaiah Crowell, and I also have Sterling Shepard, but I need two out of those three.
Okay, sneaking in the fourth guy as well, I understand. Just from a talent level, I think he's the best out of this group. I have him ranked higher than anybody else as well. And I know he hasn't scored a touchdown since week three, but it feels like such a high-scoring game coming between KC and Oakland. And my only worry here is that KC falls behind by a lot, which is possible, and gets knocked out of the game, and they just don't run much. But if they can stay close, it's a great opportunity for Kareem Hunt against a bad Oakland defense.
Appreciate it. There you go. And let's get back to it. We've got a couple of people off of Twitter real quick. Drew Brees or Carson Wentz?
Yeah, it's a Carson Wentz game. Drew Brees is tonight. It's a surprisingly tough matchup for him. And since it's tonight's game, let's just spend a second on it here. His history against the Falcons is really good, but this is probably the best Falcons secondary he's seen in years. They rank sixth in passing yards per game, only 208 per game. Only Aaron Rodgers is at 300 yards against Atlanta's secondary, and the Saints are running the ball so well that Brees just isn't passing. He's down at number 13 at the quarterback position for me this week. Carson Wentz up at number 4. Not a great matchup. Only one quarterback's top one touchdown over the last 8 weeks, but Wentz has been great, and he's been great on the road, too. He's had either 300 yards passing or multiple touchdowns in 5 of the 6 road games, and he's performing at such a high level, both fantasy-wise and regular football-wise, that I prefer him.
Got another one here real quick, and that is, in full-point PPR, Funchess or Coleman?
Funchess is going to draw Xavier Rhodes. I don't have to tell your listening audience what that means. This is the guy that just held Julio Jones to 2 catches and 24 yards. You know how this works. Xavier Rhodes is an elite cornerback, and Devin Funchess is in for a miserable game. And by extension, by the way, that means I can't like Cam Newton either. I mean, this is a Cam Newton. So if we're going to take Devin Funchess away, that means he's going to throw touchdowns to Russell Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Olsen on 1 foot. Is it going to be Christian McCaffrey, even though the Vikings haven't given up a running back receiving touchdown all year? I don't know where the points come from Cam Newton. Vikings have played 4 straight strong passers. They've played Cousins, Goff, Stafford, Matt Ryan. 3 total touchdowns between them. That's it. And Cam is only put up 185 yards once in the last 4 of the last 5 games. So he's trending all the wrong way. It's a brutal matchup for Cam and his receivers.
Let's get one more in real quick. We got about a minute here. Tony and Toso. Tony, make it quick. How you doing, man?
Yeah, a PPR league, and need 2 of these 3. Deion Lewis, Fournette, or Johnson out of Cleveland.
Well, Deion Lewis and Fournette are far ahead of Johnson. Deion Lewis is up at number 15. And while I don't love Fournette's matchup with Seattle, of course, still he's the workhorse back for a team that runs the ball more than any other in the league. So we'll go with Lewis. We'll go with Fournette, my number 13 and 15 rush back this week.
There you have it. Paul, always good, man. Appreciate it.
No, it's a lot of fun. Your game is going to be fascinating. I can't wait to watch it on Sunday. And we've got the Viking game looming 2 weeks.
There's a lot of games that this week have impact on if the Packers get a win as to whether or not you would determine to really bring legitimately Aaron Rodgers back. So it's going to be a fascinating week. I can't believe we're saying an 0-for team in Cleveland being fascinating against the Green Bay Packers, but that's what we've come to.
It really is. Now, the positive part is, right, Jacksonville could easily beat Seattle. That's critical for your team. What do you need to happen? What do you need tonight, do you know?
Well, you need the Saints to win. I mean, the Saints to win and keep moving. So, good stuff,
okay,
man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. There you go. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin wide. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Ford on Highway 100 in Franklin. If you're thinking of buying a used car, you'll want to check out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.